Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and a midweek installment of Bullet Points. Now, before we get started, if you enjoy this podcast, whether it's the longer interviews or these snappier Bullet Points episodes, then please may I ask you to take a moment to leave a five-star review, share the link with a friend, or shout about it on whichever social media platform you enjoy the most. Thank you. Well, after last week's rant about self-appointed gurus, I have calmed down, I promise. Or rather, I've made a conscious effort not to get so worked up. And it's been so lovely that I wanted to share with you the technique and why I think it works so well.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
So before I even begin to talk about the strategies that I have put in place that have allowed me to calm down, even when I was getting myself into quite the tiz, we have to acknowledge that this is the week of the tortured poets department, although I might call this episode the tortured podcasters department, and you'll see why in a second. Anyway, as you'll know, I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. I went to Las Vegas last year to go and see her in concert. I think it was night three of the Eras tour with my good friend Lindsay Kelk, best-selling author Lindsay Kelk, whose book, Love Story, you should go and buy immediately or pre-order if you're listening when the show goes live. She sent me a pre-copy. She got, a sneak preview, and I devoured it in two sittings. It really is her best yet, so please do go and buy that. Anyway, as you all know, if you're a long-time listener, the last few months have been fraught. In February, I caught COVID for the first time. And annoyingly, I actually didn't feel unwell when I had COVID. I was actually pretty bouncy and sort of still getting on with things. And then when I tested negative again, which took 10 days, so I was out of sort of the loop, as it were, for 10 days, meaning I couldn't go out and do all the things that I would normally do for work, I actually really struggled with my energy levels. Once I was fine again, I was knackered. My only real symptom the whole time was a runny nose and an excessive amount of sneezing. And the runny nose remains annoyingly. I'm very annoyed about it. But when I was trying to get back into some sort of rhythm post-COVID, I then very suddenly had to take 5 weeks out for a family emergency. And it has been a real struggle to try to get back to my routine, if I am being completely honest. And when I say 5 weeks out, I mean I dipped in and did the bare minimum just to sort of keep things ticking along. And as is my way, I didn't really want people to know that I wasn't operating on at full capacity. So I was just like still sort of getting back, but maybe a bit more abruptly than usual or succinctly, I'd like to say. Anyway, so it has been really tricky to get back into some sort of routine. And that's really, really surprised me. So things like television has held no interest. And I really look forward to, at the end of the day, I really look forward to catching up with my reality shows, for example, because I have a lovely WhatsApp group with a group of friends. We're based all over the world and we watch Bravo mainly. And at the moment, we're predominantly speaking about Baby Reindeer, which I'm the last one, I think, to start watching, and Vanderpump Rules, and also The Valley, but I haven't got into that yet, because it just has held no interest for me at all. I haven't even been listening to music, not even furious, angry music. The fact that my Metallica playlist hasn't even been looked at, that's quite interesting. And I've been quite agitated all the time. I've been sleeping terribly. My stomach has been unpredictable, and it's just been a really odd sensation to feel so out of sorts. And I realized why it was really upsetting me, because it was beginning to really upset me. I felt like I was coming apart at the seams, and that worried me, because I know what it's like to come apart at the seams. I've done it before. And I realized the reason it was upsetting me and the reason it was bothering me so much is because I've put so much effort into, over years, so much effort into installing healthy routines and good habits so that I don't fall apart. And again, if you're a long-time listener, you'll know that these healthy routines that I'm talking about, they have taken years to do. It's gone from being a daily effort, a conscious effort to, I will get up this morning and I will work out, or I will get up this morning and I will turn the shower to cold, and I will get up this morning and I will do this. It's gone from having to sort of egg myself on and pep myself up and cheerlead myself into doing these things to these things now being just what my life looks like. I get up, I work out, I don't even think about it. The thing that happens, it used to be that I'd wake up and think, oh, I've got to work out this morning. And now I think, oh, my Adenola kit's dry, I'm going to wear that combo today. Because I just treated myself, dear listener, to a new set from Adenola, a coffee bean set, a wrap sports bra and a wrap pair of leggings. And quite frankly, wrap meaning it's kind of a wrap over waistband. And genuinely, I just am delighted with it. And now I think I need one in dark olive, but they're all out of stock. But anyway, that's beside the point. So it has gone from being that sort of real, I must do this, I want to be this sort of person, to now I am that sort of person. I don't have to think about it anymore, which is wonderful. There was no friction to the things that I always wanted to do, but found very tricky. And when I did 26 Habits with you all in 2018, and for those who weren't here at the time, that was a year-long project where every 2 weeks I would either make or break a habit. And I did things like I implemented early mornings and early morning exercise and sleep practices and cold showers and breathing exercises and was it early bedtimes? And I did that whole closet clear out, which is reminiscent of what I've done recently on Vinted. I've had another go through my things and some more stuff has gone on there, by the way, recently. It's very cleansing. Anyway, but some of these habits that I tried to install during 26 Habits, they didn't last beyond the time it took to finish listening to the podcast. But the daily physical activity and the meditation and the being organized, which is what that wardrobe clear out really led to, that's really stuck. And they have proven to be really helpful anchors. So I know, and it's just, there are a few things. So I know if I wake up in the morning and I work out, I know that makes me feel fantastic. So it's absolutely, that's why there's no friction to doing it, because I know I'm going to feel great. I know that if I take the time to meditate, I know that if I wake up and I'm stressed about work or I'm thinking about things in a way that some would categorize as being anxious or stressful or whatever it might be, I know that if I do the meditation, I can bring myself down a couple of notches, which allows me to approach them in a far more pragmatic way. And things like the cold showers, they're a leveler, but they're really, really helpful anchors, and they allow me to feel much more grounded and much less likely to fly off the handle or to become emotionally stratospheric. Anyway, so the last couple of months, not really being able to exercise for over a month, because obviously there was COVID and I didn't want to hinder my recovery, so I just started walking again. I always walk, but I walked more, because it's really bizarre, actually, particularly sort of the second half of all of this, how emotional and physical fatigue can impact your physical ability. It's bonkers the way that your body responds to that, how emotional distress can make you feel physically. So not being able to exercise for over a month and not being able to meditate, because meditation felt really indulgent. It felt really indulgent to say, I'm just going to be in the other room for 23 minutes. Please don't disturb me. It felt very indulgent at a time when being present was so important and just necessary. So all this is to say that it's 3 weeks since sort of the benchmark, if you like, of, well, now you can sort of get back to something resembling normal, in inverted commas. And it feels as though it's coming back together, but I was really stunned it didn't happen overnight. I genuinely thought, okay, end of chapter, click my fingers, I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up in the morning and I'll go back to normal. But it really didn't. And I was getting very, very worried. I have to be honest. It's the first time I've thought, in a long time, I need some help. And I was very, very fortunate, because I had sort of tried to busy myself with work things, and I went to lunch, a work lunch, but these are friends because I've known them 20 years. And one of my friends encouraged me. She said, look, because I gave her the breakdown of what's been going on. And she said, listen, just go home and stare at the wall and stop scrabbling to get back on track. And actually, somebody else saying to me, just go home and just stare at the wall, was the permission I needed to just give myself a break and stop. And by properly stop, I mean the mental pressure I was putting on myself, because I had been so absent from everything and it felt so peculiar and uncomfortable that I was trying to work at double, even triple the speed to catch up. I was trying to get back to normal by operating at double speed, which when you think about it is absolutely nuts, absolutely nuts. So I just surrendered. And I wish there was a better word I could use here, because that feels a little too limp. But I just trusted that all these habits that I've implemented, all the work I've done before, all the effort I've put in for years, I had to trust that if I allowed myself to rest, relax, and let go, see above about inadequate vocabulary, that it would all fit back into place like memory foam. And dear listener, it did. So after that lunch with my friends Emma and Charlotte, I stopped the internal panicking. I just stopped. I thought, okay, they listened to me. And as I said previously, I'm not very good at telling people what's going on at the time. I tend to retreat. And in this instance, it really made me see how being with friends, telling them what was going on and seeing their expressions on their faces and realizing actually it has been a lot, made me see the whole situation through a different lens. And it was a helpful lens. And so I did. I stopped that internal panicking. And I actually, that weekend, I went to see my glorious friends, Charlotte and Tom. I hadn't seen them for ages. I hadn't actually seen them since before I had COVID, because they've been away. I've been out of action. And it's the longest I haven't seen Charlotte in years. It's unheard of for us. And I went round to their house for a barbecue, and it was actually a really sunny Saturday. There were genuinely about 3 hours on Saturday a few weeks ago where it felt like summer. And I may or may not have had a few rosés, which is not a coping strategy, by the way. But in this instance, it was just me saying, do you know what? I'm going to allow myself to get squiffy and be silly. And that's not something I give into all the time. So anyway, I allowed myself a couple of lie-ins. I didn't put pressure on myself to work out at 7 a.m. as I normally do. The last thing I do, as you know, on a Sunday evening, or sort of towards the end of a Sunday, is I go into my office, I get my computer on, and I choose which 5 workouts I'm going to do that week. And I put them in my diary at 7 a.m. And I put the link to the YouTube video so that I can basically, in 3 months' time, if I'm feeling a bit tired and bored of my workouts, I can, oh, but do you know what? In April, I felt really good. What was I doing then? I can just go and just copy and paste all the links. So that's something I really, really do. And I like to work out at 7 a.m. so I get a head start on the day. And sometimes that's been a bit too much. So I just, don't worry about working out at 7. How about you just get up at normal time, have your coffee, do your meditation. And when it feels right, get up and start working out. And sure enough, things have fallen into place. And the rhythm has steadily got back to its normal beat. Because I was already at a place in those first 2 weeks where I was waking up doing the bare minimum and exhausted. Genuinely, those first 2 weeks of sort of normality, in inverted commas, I would get to 3 o'clock and I would be ready to go to bed for the night. I was that exhausted and just done in. And look, the whole point of this isn't to sort of go, oh, look, it's been really rough. It's just to say curveballs are part of life. And even though the last few months haven't been easy, what it's made me look at and really appreciate is the groundwork that I've put in to all of those habits to make them my life. And it's felt peculiar to be knocked out of that groove. But the reason I put those habits into place is because I wanted to be healthier, I wanted to be more productive, and I wanted to feel better day to day. But actually what I've learned and what I really appreciate, and that I didn't realize I was doing when I was doing all of those habits and making sure that they were part of my life, is that all that effort has actually been very helpful in a situation like this. It was completely correct and appropriate to take a step back and to not be in that groove. But let's just say that present day Emma is nodding through the space-time continuum at past Emma right now. And yes, I know this isn't a Terminator film, and I know that I'm not a time traveler, but I'm just saying I'm very grateful to the work that I have done in the years, especially the years that you've been with me, because it's been 8 years. I can't believe it's been 8 years. In the 8 years that you've been with me, you've seen and felt all of those changes. And so to know that they've also helped in this way has been really wonderful. And actually, the only thing that slowed down my recovery or being able to get back to normal was fighting it, was trying too hard. And actually, if I just sort of allowed myself to relax and go with it, I was always going to come back to this rhythm, because it is my normal tempo, if you like. So all of this is to say, This is my call to action to you, my most excellent listeners, that if you're thinking about installing a new habit or a routine and you keep putting it off, or it doesn't really seem to be falling in place for the right reason, or you need to give it another go, maybe it's just worth revisiting. Maybe it's worth approaching it like 26 habits and just saying, you know what, I'm just going to do it for the next 2 weeks. And it just might be the kind of future-proofing you end up really appreciating down the line. And so that's what I would like to know. So I'm also curious, has anyone been listening, nodding along thinking, actually, now I think about it, all of that stuff, and I'm a different version of who I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago. And because of that, I've been able to deal with X, Y, and Z so much more efficiently. I'd be really interested to know if your own lifestyle changes have turned out to be helpful in ways that you hadn't imagined, because I think it's a really good case for viewing these things rather than just how they'll make you feel in the short term, how they will make you feel in the long term. So we can talk about this in the Facebook group. And when this episode goes live, I will start a post. And I really do encourage you, if you're in Facebook, to be in that group and to get involved. But I know from my podcast a few weeks ago that that isn't ideal for everyone. And a couple of people mentioned Discord. Actually, quite a few people on Instagram mentioned Discord. Now, I remember speaking to the red-handed girls a while ago, Hannah and Saruti, and I have a feeling that they had a very active Discord and then said it was quite hard to manage. So I was always like, oh, well, I don't want anything that's hard to manage. But I don't have the following that they have, meaning that they have rabid fans all over the world in their millions who want to present their theory about true crime. And I don't think that's the community that we have here. I think we're much less blood hungry. We're much calmer when it comes to things like that. We're sort of intelligent discussion. Well, that's certainly what I see in the Facebook group. So please, can you let me know if you would like to discuss these episodes, whether it's the longer episodes or whether it's these bullet points? Please, can you let me know where you would like to discuss them further? And if it is Discord, then I will start one. If it is that you're listening to this, you're thinking, you know what, she's always talking about that wretched Facebook group, but I've never gone into it. Let me give that a go. Please sign up and see what you think. See if it is the place that you want. And if it turns out that Discord were better, we'll do that. But I can only make a decision about what to do and where we can have those chats if you let me know. So email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Follow me and message me on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. I simply can't come around to saying X. It just feels weird. And again, the Facebook group, all of those links will be in the show notes. And don't forget that not all of the episodes, but a lot of the episodes from last year that were filmed in HD at great expense, they are now available to watch on YouTube. So if you aren't subscribe to YouTube, please go over there. And if you just think, oh, I wonder what Emma looks like when she's chatting away, asking all those insightful questions, then the link to the, sorry, I can't even do, I'm not very good at self publicity. Just go and have a gander. I did all my own hair and makeup, and you can really tell. And there's a couple where the shadow was so unforgiving on my chin that I can't even look. But do you know what? Go and look for yourself. Click the link for the YouTube channel and go and have a look. And please do subscribe and share the links. There's a lot of clips on there as well. So maybe if you had watched if you'd listened to episodes in full, there might be little clips from some that might make you want to revisit. Or yeah, there's just lots going on over there, and it's all in HD and it looks really good. So please do go and have a look. That's it for this week. I'm excited to hear what your messages are after this episode, whether it's Facebook, email, DM, etc. But I'm sure you've got some really interesting insights about this. So please do let me know. That is everything. That's all. So thanks for listening. And again, if you enjoy this podcast, please do share it far and wide. And please consider leaving a 5-star review wherever it is that you listen. I will see you on the next one.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.